We are beginning the Mishnah, Daf Mem Ches Omid Beis, 19 lines from the bottom. This Mishnah continues discussing the halachas concerning an asherah, a tree of Avodah Zorah, which is Osur Bahanoah. Says the Mishnah, Zoyrin Tachteho Yerokos B'Mois Hakshomet. One is allowed to plant vegetables underneath the asherah in the winter, Avoloi B'Mois Hachama, but he's not allowed to do so in the summer. The reason for this is because during the summer, the shade of the asherah is beneficial for the vegetables which he plants underneath it. So he's being nehena, he's deriving benefit from the asherah, which is osur b'hanoah. However, in the winter months, then the shade, to the contrary, is detrimental to the growth of the vegetables. He doesn't derive any benefit at all from the shade of the asherah. So therefore, he's allowed to plant underneath the asherah because he's not benefiting from the shade. But in the summer, when he is benefiting from the shade, this is forbidden. B'hachazirin and kinds of lettuce, loy b'maisachama v'loy b'maisachshomim. That is forbidden both in the summer months and even in the winter months because lettuce requires a lot of shade, and therefore even in the winter the shade is considered to be beneficial and he's having hanoah from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yossi says, af lo yirokos b'maisachshomim. He's not allowed to plant even other vegetables even in the winter, even though he's not benefiting from the shade. To the contrary, the shade is detrimental to the growth of the vegetables for a different reason. Because that which the tree sheds, the leaves that the tree sheds, fall down on these vegetables which are growing, and they act as fertilizer for the growth of these vegetables. So even though it's in the winter and he's not benefiting from the shade of the asherah, but he is benefiting from the fact that the leaves of the asherah which fall down are acting as fertilizer for the vegetables which he is growing. So this too is considered to be having hanoah from Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara will explain what the machlokes is between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, is this to say then, to Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Zeveze Goyrim also, that Rabbi Yossi holds that Zeveze Goyrim, that when this and that are both causing the benefit, that this is forbidden. This means when the Isser Hanoah is combining with another factor of Heter for him to derive a benefit from both of them. That Rabbi Yossi holds that this too is Osir, and that's why he holds that it's Osir to derive this benefit from the Asherah of the leaves falling and acting as fertilizer on his vegetables, because even though this is a case of Zevezeh Goyrim, because it also is growing and receiving fertilizing from the ground itself, nonetheless, since the Asherah is acting as one of the factors, one of the two factors which is bringing about this benefit, it is still Osir. For Rabbanan Amri, Zevezeh Goyrim Mutter, and the Rabbanan say that a case of Zevezeh Goyrim, where the Isser Hanoah together with a factor of Heter are causing the Hanoah, that this is permitted. Are we to say that this is the machloikis in our Mishnah concerning growing vegetables under the asherah in the winter? When there is no benefit from the shade, the benefit is from the fertilizing which is done by the leaves of the asherah. And this is the case of Zevezeh Goyrim because there is the fertilizing is done by the ground itself in which the yerokos are growing. So it's a case of Zevezeh Goyrim. It's the factor of Isser of the leaves of the asherah and the factor of Heter of the ground itself. So we would say that that is the machloik, that Rabbi Yossi holds that this is Osir, and the Chachamim hold that this is Mutter. The Gemara asks, Ho ipcho shamino luhu, that we have heard from them that they have the exact opposite opinion. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah earlier in our parak, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shoychek v'zoyra l'ruach. Rabbi Yossi says that what is to be done with Avodah Zorah is that it is to be ground up and cast to the wind. Oy mata liyam, or he throws it into the yam, as we learned that means into the yam hamelach. Omrulay, the Chachamim said to him, Ahi nasa zevel, that in the case of grinding it up and casting it to the wind, it becomes fertilizer. V'nemar lo yidbach b'yotcha mu'um v'menachem. It says in the pasuk that not even anything from that which is to be destroyed is to cling to your hand. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from the Avodah Zorah. So we see there that it's Rabbi Yossi who says that we permit him to grind it up and cast it to the wind, and we don't worry about the fact that it will become fertilizer field. And it's the Chachamim who say that this is forbidden. So we see that they hold the exact opposite opinion from those expressed in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Kashya the Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. This is a difficulty, a contradiction from the Rabbanan to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah hold that it is permitted, and there it's the Rabbanan who say that it's Osir. Kashya the Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is the one who says that it's Osir, and in that Mishnah, he's the one who says that we don't worry about it becoming Zevel. Says the Gemara, Bishloima de Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi loy kashya. Bishloima, we can answer this difficulty from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yossi. Hosam de ka'ozil li'ibud matir. Over there, where it is going to a situation of just being destroyed, where it's just going to waste, over there he is matir. Hocha de loy ka'ozil li'ibud osir. But over here, where it's not going to a situation of destruction, over here he holds that it's osir. And Rashi explains that this means, since over there in that case his intention is actually to destroy the Avodah Zorah, that's why he's grinding it up, so over there, mi'ikar hadin, it should be mutter. It's not worth then an Avodah Zarah which breaks on its own, which we say is no longer worshipped, and min adin is mutter. And the reason we don't say that's mutter is because, as Rashi brings, we're afraid that perhaps, as the Gemara said over there, that perhaps the Yisrael will take possession of it, and then he'll destroy it, and then it does not become mutter. However, there where he is destroying it, really, min hadin, it should be mutter, because it's not worshipped as of a dezara anymore. So over there, since mi'ikar hadin, it should be mutter, and it's only a chumra midrabana that we're not master, that we insist that it be destroyed completely, so there we say that Rabbi Yossi is meikel, and says that we don't worry about the fact that it will act as zevil. However, but over here it's not going to destruction. Over here no one has destroyed it at all. The Asherah is growing there, and these leaves are falling from the Asherah. It's not something which no one has any intention of destroying the Avodah Zarah over here. So here it's Osir Mitzad Hadin, and over here he holds that it's Osir because actually he holds Mi'ikar Hadin that Zev is a Geirim is Osir. That's the explanation of Rashi. Tosfos learns a different pshat in this Gemara because Tosfos asks on Rashi that the halacha that an Avodah Zarah which breaks on its own is Mutter is a machloikis in the previous sugi and daf mem beis. It's a machloikis. Not everyone agrees that that is so. Do we say that this Gemara is only following one man, the Omar, who holds that min adin an avodah zarah which breaks by itself is mutter? That's a machloikis there. And in addition to this, Tosfos says that that mishnah of shoychek bezayra leruach is not only speaking about an avodah zarah of an akum; it's speaking about an avodah zarah of a yisrael as well. Tosfos proves from that sugya that Rabbi Yossi, who says that it can be ground up and thrown to the wind, is speaking about Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael as well. The Gemara brought there from several proofs from Psukim that we're dealing with Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. And still we apply it to Rabbi Yossi's opinion that the Avodah Zarah can be ground up and cast to the wind, even though it's an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. And as we learned several times, an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael does not have the halacha of bittul. There's no way that it can become mutter. It can only be completely destroyed. It doesn't become mutter at all. So how can Rashi therefore say that really min adin it's mutter over there because it is destroyed? If it's an avodah zarah shel Yisrael, it doesn't become mutter. It is only has to be destroyed so that no one can derive any benefit from it at all. There's no way that the benefit becomes mutter. Therefore, what Tosfos says is that what the Gemara means to say that over there is ka'ozel li'ibud does not mean over there his intention is to destroy it. It means over there it's going to waste. Over there he's grinding it up and merely casting it into the wind. We don't know where it's going to land, and most likely it won't land in a place where benefit will actually be derived from it. It won't necessarily land in a place where its fertilizing effect will have a beneficial effect on something. It will probably just land in a place of waste. Mashenkin over here, where we're talking about actually planting vegetables under the Asherah, here the Nevoya, as Rabbi Yossi holds it over here, that which falls from the tree will fall on the Yerokas and will have a beneficial effect. Therefore, over here he holds that it's also. Over there he's not choshish for it because he says over there it's going to waste. It won't necessarily accomplish anything at all. That's Tosfos' pshat in this Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Ela d'Rabbanan ad'Rabbanan kashi. However, the Rabbanan to the Rabbanan is certainly a contradiction. If in our Mishnah the Rabbanan say that it is permitted, and the reason would be because Zev is a Goyim is Mutter, then why over there do they argue on Rabbi Yossi and say that he's not allowed to grind up the Avodah Zarah and cast it to the wind because we're afraid that it will serve as Zevel, as fertilizer? Here we see in our Mishnah that even if the leaves of the Asherah serve as fertilizer, that it's Mutter, and the reason is, as the Gemara explained, because of Zev is a Goyim, Mutter. Says the Gemara, Epuch, that we will have to change around their Shita in our Mishnah. They'll say that it's the Tanakhama is the one who holds that it's the Rabbanan, and those who argue with Rabbi Yossi who hold that it is Osir, that it's Osir to plant Yerokos under an Asherah even in the winter because of the Zevel of the leaves. And to the contrary, it's Rabbi Yossi who is Matar, as we find over there. So to the contrary, they're going Lishitosam, and we'll have to change around the Manda Omrim in our Mishnah and say that it is Rabbi Yossi who holds that it's Mutter, and the Rabbanan who hold that it is Osir, just as we find over there concerning the Machoikas of Sheikhik Vizayra Leruach. The Iboy Seima Loi Tepuch, and if you wish, I can say, don't switch it around, leave our Mishnah as it is. The contradiction from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yossi will be as we have answered. But over here, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Osir, because over here, it is a fact that the Asherah is acting as a fertilizer for these vegetables. Mashenkin over there, it's Ka'ozali Ibud. As Rashi learns, because his intention is to destroy it, or as Tosfos learns, because over there, it's going to a place of waste and not necessarily going to act as fertilizer at all. Akapana, we've answered why Rabbi Yossi is not a contradiction. The Rabbanan, and the contradiction from the Rabbanan to the Rabbanan, why is it that over here the Rabbanan say that it is permitted, and there they say that it's Osir? Kida Om Rav Mori Brei de Rav Kahana, as Rav Mori Brei de Rav Kahana said concerning Suvi HaMukdoshim, Masha Mashpiach Bo'or, Poigem Bevosar. That which he gains concerning the hide, he ruins in the flesh. Now this is the halacha concerning Suvi HaMukdoshim, says Rashi, a korban which received a mum, and has to be redeemed. So someone has to redeem it, he has to pay the money, and then that flesh can actually be eaten in a similar way to chulin. It can be eaten outside, it's shechted and it's eaten. So that's halacha of psuli hamukdashim. And over there, there's a halacha, as Rashi brings, this is Gemara in Tmura, that one does not take off the hide in a way which is called margilin, which means to take off the hide completely without cutting it into strips first, to take it off over the legs of the animal, even though when he does that, he will benefit from the hide, that the hide will remain complete, because in doing so, a person has to ruin the meat. And the reason, the Gemara asks over there a question, well, why don't we say that this should be done so that when the redemption is done to this psuli amikdashin, a person will pay more for it because the hide is worth more money because it will be a complete hide. And on that, Rav Mori, Brei, the Rav Kahana explained that because Masha Mashpiach or Pogim Bosser, that which he gains in the or, he's ruining in the flesh, because he has to cut into the flesh in order to take off the hide that way so that the hide remains whole. And therefore, all in all, in total, this is not considered to be a gain, and therefore it is forbidden. So the Gemara is bringing this as an example that we see that one makes up for the other, that that which he gains in the or he loses in the basar, and therefore in net terms it's not considered to be a gain. Hochanami here as well, Masha Mashpiach Benavoya, that which he gains from the shedding of these leaves onto the Yerokas, because it acts as Zevel, Poigim Betzel. It ruins because of the shade. Since we're dealing with Yemais HaKshomim, when the shade is actually detrimental to the growth of the Yerokas, so we say that even though he's benefiting something from the fact that the Nevoya is acting as Zevil, he's losing from the fact that the Asherah is adding shade, which is not necessary and which is detrimental to the growth of the Yerokas. And therefore the Chachamim hold that this is permitted, not because they hold Zev as a Goyrim Mutter. If it wouldn't be for the fact that the shade is detrimental, they would also hold that it's Osir, as we see over there in the Mishnah, that they hold that even if he grinds up the Avodah Zarah and casts it to the wind, this is Osir, because we're afraid that the Avodah Zarah is going to act as fertilizer. So they don't hold that Zev as a Goyrim is Mutter. So they hold Zev as a Goyrim is Osir, as we see there, but over here it's Mutter, because over here there's something else which is detrimental to the growth of the Yerokas, which is, so to speak, counteracting that benefit. And in net terms, it's not considered to be a Hanah from the Asherah. In net terms, he's not getting a Hanah from the Asherah at all, but Yemais HaKshomim. Mashenka Rabbi Yossi disagrees with this far and holds that since he's benefiting from the Zevel, that's considered to be Nehenna from of a Dezorah, and therefore it is Osir. He too holds that Zev as a Goyrim is Osir. And the reason why he's master over there to grind up the Avodah Zarah and to cast it to the wind is because it's Ozil Li'ibu. So Akupan of the Gemara is saying now that everyone agrees that Zev Zeh Goyrim is Osir. Tosis discusses this idea of Zev Zeh Goyrim, Mutter or Osir, in our Gemara. And we see from our Gemara that the Gemara wants to say that that is their machloikis. That if we hold Zev as a Goyrim Mutter, it is not Osir for this Avodah Zarah to act as Zevel, as fertilizer, because it's Zev Zeh Goyrim. It is the fertilizer together with the karka, with the land, with the earth, that is acting in causing the plant to grow. That's the case of Zev is a Goyrim and it's Mutter. Nonetheless, we see in our Mishnah, even though the Gemara wanted to say that Zev is a Goyrim is Mutter, that's the heter for the Zevel, that nonetheless it's Osir B'yamais HaChama, when the Asherah would be acting as shade, as cell. That would still be Osir. Even though, of course, it's not the shade alone which causes the vegetable to grow. It's only a Zev is a Goyrim. It only can grow together with that which the land gives it, with the benefit that it receives from the earth, that it can grow. Says Tosis, that's not called Zev is a Goyrim. Of course, when it has a benefit of sale of shade from the Asherah, and it has that from the Asherah alone, that's not considered to be Zev as a Goyrim, because that particular kind of Hanah is only coming from the Asherah. There's nothing which is combining with it to give this particular Hanah. Of course, that's not the only factor in the vegetable growing, but this particular Hanah, this particular action of giving shade, is only done by the Asherah. There, the heter of Zev as a Goyrim does not apply. However, in the leaves of the Asherah acting as fertilizer, there we consider it to be the same action of fertilizing is done not only by those leaves, but also by the components of the earth. The earth gives its own fertilizing as well. That's considered to be Zev as a Goyrim. It's only when they join together in one particular pu'ula, one particular action, that we can apply the heter of Zev as a Goyrim Mutter. But if the Isra Hanah is doing a particular action, even though that, of course, is not enough to accomplish the growth of this vegetable, that is not considered to be a case of Zev as a Goyrim. Therefore, although the Gemara wanted to say that the Rabbanon hold that Zev Zeh Goyrim is Mutter, nonetheless it is still also to plant under the Asherah in the summer, because that action of giving shade is being done by the Asherah alone, and that's not included in the heter of Zev Zeh Goyrim. That's how Tosis explains our Gemara. On Koponim, the Gemara is saying now that both Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim agree that Zev Zeh Goyrim is Osir. Rabbi Yossi, who says in our Mishnah that we're worried about the leaves of the Asherah acting as fertilizers, because he holds Zev Zeh Goyrim is Osir. And Shoychik Vizera L'Ruach is Mutter only because it's Ozer Li'ibu. The Gemara asks the Sov Rabbi Yossi Zev is a Goyrim Osir. Is it then so that Rabbi Yossi holds that Zev is a Goyrim is Osir? But Sanu, we learned in a Mishnah in Orla, Rabbi Yossi says, Noitin Yichur Shal Orla Ve'enoitin Egoi Shal Orla. One is allowed to plant a shoot from a tree which is Orla, but one is not allowed to plant a nut from a tree which is Orla, Ve'nei Shehu Pri, because this nut is a Pri. Rabbi Yossi is expressing the idea that that which is osur, the tree of Orla, is only the fruit. Only the fruit is osur bahano, in the first 3 years of the tree's growth. However, the wood of the tree itself, and therefore the shoots of that tree, are not osur bahano. So therefore, he's allowed to plant a shoot from an Orla tree, even though he's deriving benefit from that shoot. That's only part of the tree itself, but it's not a pri. But he's not allowed to plant the nut in order to grow another tree, because the nut is a pri, and it's also Mishum Orla, he's deriving benefit from it. The question is, if he does so, what happens to the tree that grows? It's a product of an Isur Hanah, and concerning Isuri Hanah, if the Isuri Hanah produced something else, then we say that one is not allowed to derive benefit from that thing which was produced from the Isuri Hanah, because through that he's considered to be deriving benefit from the Isur Hanah. The Omer Rav Yehuda Merav, and Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Moedir Rav Yaisi Shi'imnota V'hivrich Lihirtev Mutter. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Rav Yaisi agrees that if he planted this nut, or, as Rashi learns in the first pshat, or he used this piece of the orla tree, this shoot of the orla tree, for the different kinds of grafting that we had described in the previous daf, either havracha or harkova, that we say that the result is mutter. So whether it be a case of nota, when he actually planted it and a tree grew, or whether we say that he was hivrichli here, given that nonetheless it's mutter, we don't consider this to be a product of isuri hanoi. He's allowed to derive benefit from the fruits that then grow. That's the first shot of Rashi, and this is because he holds Zevizeh Geirim is mutter, that even when he plants the nut of Orla, it's still a case of Zevizeh Geirim, because it's the nut of Orla together with the earth which is causing this new tree to grow. And also in a case of Hivrich Vihirkiv, when he's doing this together with another tree, there too it's Zevizeh Geirim, the tree of Isser, with the tree of Heter. Tosis, however, agrees with Rashi's second pshat, which learns that Nota Vihivrich Vihirkiv is all one case. That if it was nata alone, if he took the nut and he planted it and a tree grew, that would in fact be osur, even if we say zev is a geirim is mutter, and it's only nata v'hivrich v'hirkiv, it's only if he first planted it and grew a sprout, which is considered to be orla, and then grafted it with a tree of non-orla, that we say that it's mutter. And Tosfos explains, as he did in our Gemara before, because the case where he planted the nut and the nut grows a new tree, and it comes from a nut which is orla, we say that's not considered to be Zev as a Geirim, even though, of course, it can't grow on its own and it has to have the earth to cause it to grow, but they're not doing the same pu'ula, they're not doing the same action. It is only the nut which is doing the action of providing the seed for the new tree, and therefore there's no Heter of Zev as a Geirim in such a case. However, when he grafts it with the tree of Heter, there, the tree of Isser and the tree of Heter are acting in the same way, that's a case of Zev as a Geirim, and then we say it's Mutter. So therefore, Tosfos says that the correct pshat in the Gemara is as the second pshat of Rashi, that nota v'hirkiv is all referring to one case. Rashi, however, prefers the first pshat, that nota is one case, and that itself is considered to be zev is a geirim, or if it was hivrich v'hirkiv. Akoponim, we see that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that Rabbi Yossi would agree in such a case that it's mutter, he's not considered to be deriving benefit from Isuri Hanoah, because it's a case of zev is a geirim. B'tanya nami hochi, we learned the braisa that way as well, it's not only a member of Amoroyim. Moedir Rabbi Yossi, Taf Memtesh, she'im nota v'hivrich v'hirkiv, that if he planted or he grafted, as Rashi learns, or rather, if he planted and then he grafted it, as Tosfos learns, mutter, that it's mutter, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Zev is a Geirim is mutter. And here we're saying in our Mishnah, concerning the Zevel of the Asherah, that Zev is a Geirim is osur. V'chitem, and if you will say, Shani le Rabbi Yossi bin Shari Surim Avodah Kechavim, that perhaps it is different to Rabbi Yossi between other Isurim, such as Orla and Avodah Zarah. Perhaps Rabbi Yossi is more machmer concerning Avodah Zarah, and there he passes, follows the halach of Zev is a Geirim being osur. Masha'en came concerning Orla, Shari, Surim, even though the Risuri Hano is more makel and holds that Zev is a Geirim is Mutter. Umi Shanila, is it then different to him? For Hatanya, behold, he learned in a Braisa. Sodesh and Izdavla, Bezevel, Avodah Kechavim, a field which was fertilized with fertilizer of Avodah Zarah, something that was also Bano as Avodah Zarah. Bechein Porosh and Ispatma, Bekarshini, Avodah Kechavim, or a cow which was fattened with karshinim, that's a certain kind of bean, of Avodah Zarah, which was also as Avodah Zarah, and he used that to fatten up his cow. Toni Chodah, we learned in one braisa, Soda Tizara Pora Tishochet, that it is permitted, that the field can be seeded, that it's allowed to go ahead with seeding the field, even though there is fertilizer of Avodah Zarah on the field, which is going to help the growth of those seeds. And the cow is allowed to be shechted as it is, even though a partial cause of its weight right now is these karshinim of Avodah Zarah. The Tanya Yidicham, we learned in a different braisa, Soda Tovar Upara Tiraza, that he has to leave the field fallow, that he has to leave it completely empty and wait till the effect of that zevel of Avodah Zarah passes by, until it's no longer effective at all. Before that, he's not allowed to seed the field. and that the cow has to be allowed to become skinny once more so that the effect of the kashinim of Avodah Zarah is not felt. That there should no longer be an effect of the kashinim of Avodah Zarah. So there's a machloikis here between two brises in such a case, and this is a case of zev zegayrim. In the case of the fertilizer, as we have learned, that's zev zegayrim. In the case of the kashinim of Avodah Sechavim, there's a gayrim of Isser, the kashinim of Avodah Zarah, and a gayrim of Heker, the other food which this para has eaten. My love, shouldn't we say Harab Yosi v'Harabbanan, that one brisa is Rabbi Yosi, that the brisa which says that it's mutter, that that's the shita of Rabbi Yosi, as we find concerning Orla, that Zev is a gerim is mutter, and that the other brisa is the Rabbanan, the other brisa will be the Rabbanan, and that they hold that Zev is a gerim is usher. So that we find the mission of Sheikhik v'Zera l'Ruach, that they hold that we're worried about the Avodah Zarah acting as Zevel. So they hold Zev is a gerim is usher, and Rabbi Yosi holds that Zev is a gerim is mutter, as we have found concerning the Mishnah of Orla. And if we put it together with this brisa, then we say that his sheet applies also to Avodah Zarah. Now, if this is so, then we'll have a contradiction from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi. Bishlami the Rabbanu, we can answer that although the whole Zev Zegayrim is Aser, in our Mishnah it's Mutter, it's permitted to have the plants growing under the Asherim, we don't worry about the Zevel, because over here, Masha Mashpiach B'Nevoya Poigim itself. Over here, since it's the Yomais HaKshamim that is Mutter, we say that it's detrimental because of the shade, and that's why it's Mutter, because it balances out, as the Gemara explained before. But Rabbi Yosi will be a problem. If we say that Rabbi Yosi Shita is a Zevet Zegarim is Mutter, and even in the case of Avodah Zarah, then why in our Mishnah does he say that one is not allowed to plant under the Asherah? It's not worse than a case of Zevet Zegarim. Over there we say that he is allowed to benefit from the Zevel of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara Loi, Olam, we can go back to what we were saying before, that although we find Rabbi Yosi saying concerning Orla that Zevet Zegarim is Mutter, however concerning Avodah Zarah, he holds that Zevet Zegarim is Aser, as we see in our Mishnah. That which we find a brisa which is saying even concerning Avodah Zarah, that it was Nizdabla, it's Mutter, that Zev is a Gerim by Avodah Zarah is Mutter, Harab Elazar v'Harabonim. This is a different group of Tanoim. In other words, these two brises, one is following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar holds that Zev is a Gerim is Osir v'Harabonim, and the other brisa that says that we don't worry about the Zevel of Avodah Zarah, or about the Kashinim of Avodah Zarah, that's following the Shita of the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Elazar. But the Oilam will say that Rabbi Yosi Shita, although we find concerning Orla the Zev is a Gerim is Mutter, is that concerning Avodah Zarah, Zev is a Gerim is Osir. Even though we find Rabbi Yosi saying that Sheichik v'Zera l'Ruach, over there is the Gemara explained, that's because it's Ozer l'Ibud. The Gemara asks, Hey Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan, which Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan are we referring to? Where do we find this as a machloikis, whether Zev is a Gerim is Mutter or Osir? Ilei Melab Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan disa'or, if you'll say that it's Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. Concerning sourdough, it's not. We learned it in Mishnah. Sa'or shel chulin v'shel truma shenoflu l'toicha isa. If leavening, which is a combination of chulin and truma, a piece of sourdough of chulin and a piece of sourdough of truma, fell into an isa, loy bezeka de lechametz v'loy bezeka de lechametz, neither of them is enough to accomplish the leavening of that dough itself. The halacha would be that if the or of chulin alone fell into an isa, into a dough, and it accomplished that this dough become leaven, that the dough would then have the halachas of truma as well. It would have the isurim of truma because it's considered to be a product of that se'or. However, if neither of them had enough on its own to be mechametz to accomplish the leavening of that dough, then it's tarful v'chimso. However, they joined together. Together it was enough to accomplish that this dough become chametz, that it become leavened. Rabbi Elazar Omer Achar Achar Nanibor. Rabbi Elazar says that I follow the last one. In other words, I say that if first it was the piece of chulin which fell in, and then the piece of truma, that I say that it does have the dinim of truma. However, if it was first the piece of truma, which couldn't have accomplished it on its own, and then the piece of chulin which fell in, and then it became this chametz, this dough became leaven, then we say that it would be mutter. I follow the later one. The Chachamim say, Bein shenofal isur l'chatchila, Bein shenofal isur l'besoif, enoi osar, achi heba kedei l'chametz. That whether the isur fell in first, or even in a case where the isur fell in last, it's not osur, unless the isur itself, the truma itself, has enough to accomplish the leavening of this dough. Only then would we say that it is osur. So the Rabbanan are clearly stating their shita that Zev is a Gerim is mutter. That we say that unless it can accomplish it on its own, if it has to join with something else to accomplish this chimus, to accomplish this leavening of the dough, that it's mutter. So we're saying that Zev is a Gerim is mutter. Rabbi Elazar says that we follow the second one. V'amr Abaye, and Abaye said, Loishono el shakoda v'siliket v'isr, that we only learned this idea of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar only said that we follow the second one, and that if the second one was chulin, that it's mutter, is only if first he proceeded and he took away the isr before putting in the heter. In other words, Abaye is explaining that this idea of Rabbi Elazar of achar achar amibah is only when one was placed there. It accomplished something, but it wasn't enough to actually achieve the chimut, the leavening of this dough, and then it was taken out, and then the other one was placed in. Then we say that if first there was truma and the truma was taken out and then it was chulin, he considers that to be have been accomplished completely by the chulin. That which was done by the truma is, as Rashi says, batel. Although actually it accomplished something, because without that, the chulin would not have accomplished the chimus on its own, but nonetheless it's considered to be, so to speak, only background. It only prepared the way for the chulin. But since it was taken out completely and it never acted in the act of chimus itself when the chimus actually took place, therefore we follow the later one. But if he didn't proceed and take away the Isser, if the Isser stayed there, and when the leavening was accomplished, it was accomplished actually both through the Isser and the Heter, then it's Osir, because Abaya is saying that Rabbi Lazar holds that Zev Zagarim is Osir. So according to Abaya, then, the Rabban holds that Zev Zagarim is Mutter, and Rabbi Lazar holds that Zev Zagarim is Osir, and will say that the Machoikis that we have in that Braisa concerning the Sodashin is Dabla Bezevel of Aris Kechovim, and Porishin is Patma because Shinei of Aris Kechovim will be between Rabbi Lazar and the Rabban. Says the Gemara, Umimai, the time is Rabbi Lazar could Abaya. How do we know that the Svar of Rabbi Lazar, that the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, is like Abaya said? It's Abaya who's saying that Rabbi Lazar holds that Zev Zagarim is also, but it's not expressed in Rabbi Lazar himself. Dilma, time is Rabbi Lazar, Mishum, to Achar, Achar, Anibah. Perhaps the reason of Rabbi Lazar is that he holds that I follow the last one. Igomra be Isura, Asura. If it finishes through Isser, it's Osir. The Igomra be Hetera, Mutoran. And if it finishes through Heter, if the later one to be placed in it is the Heter one, then it's Mutter, Bain Silke, Ubain Loi Silke. Whether he took it away, whether he took away the previous one or not. In other words, perhaps Rabbi Lazar Shita is Enochinami, that Zev is a Gairim, is Mutter. However, he holds that we always follow the later one. That if the Chulin was the second one, then we say it's Mutter. But if the later one was the Truma, then we say that it is Osir. But if, for example, they were both placed at the same time, we could say that he would agree with the Chachomim that it's Mutter, that Zev is a Gairim is Mutter. Not as Abaye explained Rabbi Lazar, that if they were both there at the same time, that Rabbi Lazar would agree that it's Osir. So we can't use this as a source for saying that Rabbi Lazar and Rabban are arguing in Zev is a Gairim. Ela Rabbi Lazar, Rabban, and the Eitzmitz. Rather, that machloikis that we find between the Rabbi Lazar and the Rabban concerning Eitzmitz. It's not, as we learned in our Mishnah, it's our next Mishnah. Notal himena eitzim asur b'hanor, that if he took wood from the Asherah, it's asur b'hanor. Hisik bo es hatanur, if he used it to heat up an oven, chodosh yutot, if it's a new oven, if it's an oven that was never heated up yet, and the heating it up the first time is actually the thing which finishes off the oven, which accomplishes that the oven is then strengthened and can from then on be used as an oven, so then yutot, then the entire oven has to be broken, because the entire oven is considered to be a product of the Avodah Zarah. And if he will derive any benefit from the tanner later on, he's considered to be deriving benefit from the Avodah Zarah, because it's through this wood of Avodah Zarah that this oven was actually hardened and finished. Yoshon yutzen. However, if it was an old oven, if it was an oven which had already been hardened through heat, only now he heated it up again with the wood of Avodah Zarah, then all that has to be done is allow it to cool off. It's allowed to cool so that the effect of the wood of the Avodah Zarah is not there any longer. Then new wood can be used. Ofa by a sapas asura. If he did not do this, and he baked bread in this oven which is osur, either in a chodesh and he didn't break it, or in a yoshin, he didn't allow it to cool off, and he's deriving benefit by baking the bread from the wood of Avodah Zarah, asur b'hano, then we say that the bread is osur b'hano, because it too is considered to be a product of Avodah Zarah. In other words, if he eats that bread, he's considered to be deriving benefit from that wood of Avodah Zarah, which was used either to finish up the oven or to give the heat for baking this bread. Nisar v'ba'acherim or b'acheris, if this bread was mixed with other breads of heter, kulan asuris b'hano. Let me say that they're all osur b'hano, because Avodah Zarah does not become batel. Rabbi Lozer says that there's a way of being matter this Isser Hanah, and that is that he should take the value of the Hanah that he had from the Avodah Zarah and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. And Rashi explains that this means that Tmei HaEitzim, the value of the wood of Avodah Zarah which he used. If he does this, then he's no longer considered to be Nehenna from the Avodah Zarah when he eats this bread, because he's thrown away the value, the benefit which he received from the wood of Asherah. Omrulay, they said to him, Ein pidyon avodas kechovim. There's no way of redeeming avodas zara. There's an iser hanah here. He can't annul it by taking money from his pocket and throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. The iser still remains. So Rashi learns that yodach hanah Yam HaMelech means the tmei ha'etzim, the value of the wood of the asherah which he used. Taisa says if that's so, then that should be mutter even in a case where he merely baked this bread alone. And it appears from the Mishnah that it's only mutter in a case where this bread was mixed with other bread. Therefore, Taisa says that he's only matter in a case where the bread mixed with the other bread to throw the value of that bread of Isser into the Yam HaMelech. That's how he's going to be matter. But Rashi learns that it means the Tmei HaEitzim, the value of the wood of Avodah Zarah. Al Kapona, we see clearly that Rabbi Lazar holds that Zev Zagarim is Osir, because he says that he can be matter it by throwing the Hanoi into the Yam HaMelech. But this is a case of Zev Zagarim, because this bread is something which was baked both through the wood of Asherah, which he used, and also through the wood of Heter, which he used, both in the case of the Tanur Chadash, which was finished through the wood of the Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, when he bakes again, he's using other wood, so it's a case of Zev Zegayrim, as Rashi explains, and also the case where it's a Tanur Yashan, and the halach is that he has to allow it to cool off completely. If he didn't do so, we're speaking about a case where he brought in other wood as well, so it's a case of Zev Zegayrim. The heat of the oven is caused both by the wood of Avodah Zarah and by the other wood of Heter. And so we see that Rabbi Elazar holds that he has to throw the Hano into the Yam HaMelech, has to throw the Me'etim into Yam HaMelech, and otherwise it's awesome. So we see that Rabbi Elazar's shita is that Zev Zegayrim is awesome. The Gemara asks Rabbanu de Pekeleh that Rabbi Elazar manenu. However, who are the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Elazar and whom we are saying hold that Zev Zegayrim is mutter? Elaim Rabbanu de Eitzim. If you say that it's Rabbanu concerning that very mission about the Eitzim of Avodah Zarah, Achmuri Machmir. To the contrary, they're even more Machmir. It's not that they say it's mutter. They say that it's so awesome that even throwing the Demei Eitzim into the Yam HaMelech is not matter. But they agree that Zev Zegayrim is awesome. El Rabbanan de Sa'or. Rather, we'll say that it's the Rabbanan concerning Sa'or. There we find that the Rabbanan said explicitly that it's only Osir if the Sa'or was enough. The Sa'or of Truma was enough to be Machmis to Isa on its own, but it's not Osir. Says the Gemara, however, we're looking for Amanda Omar, who holds that Zev is a Gerim is Mutter even by Avodah Zarah, Emer de Shamatahu the Rabbanan de Mekili de Sa'or. Where do we see that the Rabbanan? Where do you hear that the Rabbanan were Makel concerning Sa'or of Truma? The Bavodah Sechavim Mekili, do you find that they're Makel concerning Avodah Zarah? That they hold that Zev is a Geirim is Mutter? Even these Rabbanan that we find that argue with Rabbi Elazar, not the Rabbanan of the Mishnah of Eitzim, the Rabbanan of Sa'or who argue with Rabbi Elazar and say that Zev is a Geirim is Mutter, we only find it concerning Sa'or of Truma, but not concerning Avodah Zarah. So we don't have a source for any Rabbanan who holds Zev is a Geirim is Mutter even by Avodah Zarah. And if we don't have a source for that, then we have no right to say in Rabbi Yossi as well, whom we find holds concerning Orla that Zev Zegayrim is Mutter, that he would say that by Avodah Zarah, Zev Zegayrim is Osir, because we see a Braisa that says that there's a Heter of Zev Zegayrim even by Avodah Zarah, the Braisa of Sodash and Isdabla, Bezevel Avodah Zkechovim, Meporash and Isnatma, Bekashini Avodah Zkechovim. There we find a Braisa which says that Zev Zegayrim is Mutter even by Avodah Zarah, and we only find Manda Omrim, who are Matir, by Shari Surim. So if we find that Rabbi Yosi Shita is that Zev Zegayrim is Mutter concerning Arla, we have to assume that that Braisa which is Matter Zev Zegayrim by Avodah Zarah is also Rabbi Yosi, and that that is the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. So we come back to the question on our Mishnah, why is it in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi worries about the Nevoya, the shedding of the leaves of the Asherah, that it will act as Zevel, since he holds that Zev Zegayrim is Mutter, and we see from the Braisa that it's even by Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi l'divreim derabbanon ka'amar lehu, that Rabbi Yosi is speaking to the Chachamim according to their Shita, not according to his own Shita. Lididi Zev Zegayrim Mutter. Rabbi Yosi in our mission is saying, according to my own Shita, which I have expressed concerning Arla, and which we find is also Rabbi Yosi's Shita concerning Avodah Zarah, Zev Zegayrim is Mutter. So we're not worried about the Zevel of Avodah Zarah at all. And that's why Rabbi Yosi is Matar Sheikhik Vizayra Leruah, because he's not worried about the Zevel of Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yosi is the author of that Braisa, which says that a Tzodosh in his Dabla, the Zevel of Avodah Tzichavim, is Mutter. That he doesn't have to wait for it to be fallow until he can plant the seeds, because Zev Zegayrim is Mutter. However, Lididhu Damritu Zev Zegayrim is Osir, according to you that you hold that Zev Zegayrim is Osir, as we find in the previous Mishnah that they Asher Sheikhik Vizayra Leruah, because he holds Zev Zegayrim is Osir. Oidu li mias, you should agree to me then, at least, that af yurocha is b'mayit hakshamin, that if there is an isra of zev is a gairim, that yurocha should be also even in the winter, even though there's no benefit from the shade of the asherah, but there is benefit from the zevel of the leaves which falls from the asherah, and according to your sheet, if zev is a gairim is asher, that should be asher. So he's only arguing with the chachamim that their sheet is not consistent. If they hold that Zev Zegayrim is also, this should be Osir as well. But he himself would hold it's Mutter, because in any case it's Mutter, because he holds that Zev Zegayrim is Mutter. The Rabbanan, and what do the Rabbanan hold? Why do they hold that this case is Osir, that this case is Mutter, even though they hold Zev Zegayrim is Osir? Kedi Omer Rav Mori Brei de Rav Kahana. As Rav Mori, the son of Rav Kahana, said, that we say that that which is Mashbiach through the Nevoya is Poigim B'tzel, that although there is some benefit from the Zevel, from the leaves acting as Zevel, but the shade is detrimental in the winter, and therefore one counteracts the other, and in the net product, he's not considered to be deriving benefit from the Avodah Zarah. That's why they're matter, as the Gemara explained before. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Yosi. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha is like Rav Yosi. And as Rashi explains, this means like the actual Shita of Rav Yosi, not Rav Yosi as expressed in our Mishnah, where he's speaking with the Vrayim, the Chachamim, but that Rav Yosi's own Shita, the Zev Zegayrim, is Mutter. And according to Rabbi Yosi, there is no Isser in the Avodah Zarah acting as Zevel at all, because it's only acting in conjunction with the earth. They're both together accomplishing this action of acting as Zevel, and therefore Zev is a Gerim, and it is Mutter. So in conclusion, then, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yossi's own shita is that Zevid Agarim is Mutter, as we find, first of all, expressed in the Mishnah of Shoichik V'Zayra L'Ruach. We don't have to say that over there it's Mutter because it's Ozali Ibud, we say it's Mutter because Zevid Agarim is Mutter. And we find Rabbi Yossi's shita expressed concerning Orla, and we find the Braisa which says that even concerning Avodah Zarah, also Zevid Agarim is Mutter, and we're saying that that is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanah shita, as we find in the Mishnah of Shoichik V'Zayra L'Ruach, where they say that it's also we're worried about the Avodah Zarah acting as Zevil, is that Zevid Agarim is author, and the reason why they are master in our Mishnah, and they will be the man the Omer who holds like that other brisa that he saw the shidin dablo b'zavlo avodis kachovim a portion is matbo because shini avodis kachovim is author because they hold zev as a gerim is author. The reason in our Mishnah why it's mutter is because since it's yimayis hakshamim and the shade is detrimental, we said that it counteracts the benefit of the nevoya, and that is why it's not considered to be deriving hanoah from the asherah. Says the Gemara, Hahu ginsa di zavel bezivlo davaris kachavim. There was a garden which was fertilized with zevel of avodah zarah. Shalach Rav Amram kamed Rav Yosef. Rav Amram sent the shayla to Rav Yosef. Omalei, he said to him, Hachi Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rav Yehuda sent in the name of Shmuel. Halacha Rav Yosef. That halacha is like Rav Yosef. That zev is a gerim is mutter, and therefore it is mutter. Omid Beis, we now learn the Mishnah which was quoted by the Gemara before. Not only mena eitzim, if he took wood from the Asherah, asurin bahano, they're asur bahano. Not only the fruits of the tree which are asur, of course the wood of the tree is also asur bahano. Hitzik behenet atanu, if he used that wood to heat up an oven, im chodosh, if it was a new oven, an oven which had not yet been hardened through heat, yutat, then the oven has to be broken, it has to be destroyed, because if he doesn't destroy the oven, any time he uses that oven, he's considered to be benefiting from the wood of Avodah Zarah, because it's through that wood of Avodah Zarah that this was finished and hardened as an oven. The Im Yashan, if it was an old oven, if it was an oven which already had been completely hardened, Yutzan, then he has to allow it to cool off, so that when he bakes in it, he's not deriving benefit from the heat produced by the Eitzim of Avodah Zarah. Ofaboya Sapat, if he used it to bake bread, if he didn't break the new oven, or if he didn't cool off the old oven, and he used it to bake bread, Asura Bahanot, then that bread is Asura Bahanot, because when he eats that bread, he's considered to be deriving benefit from the Avodah Zarah. This Arva Bacheret, and if that loaf of bread became mixed with other loaves of bread, Kulan Asuras Bahanot, they're all Asura Bahanot. Rabbi Lozer says, Yoyli Chanol Yam HaMelech, that he can take the value of his benefit and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and then it will not be considered that he's deriving benefit from the Avodah Zarah. As we learned before, Rashi learns that this is the Demei Eitzim, the value of the wood of the Avodah Zarah, that's what he throws into the Yam HaMelech. And Tosis says that we appear from the Mishnah that it's only speaking about a case of Nisarva Bacheira, so it actually means the value of that loaf of bread. Amrulai the Chachamim said to Rabbi Lazar, Ein Pidyon Avodah Chachamim, there's no redemption to Avodah Zarah. He can't be considered to be annulling this having Hanoah from the Avodah Zarah by throwing the money into the Yam HaMelech. There's no way of redeeming Avodah Zarah. If this is Osir, then when he's eating it, he's deriving benefit from the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Osir even though he throws money into the Yam HaMelech. There's no way of redeeming it. Rabbi Lozer holds that since he throws the money into the Yam HaMelech, he's considered to have annulled the benefit that he had from the Avodah Zarah, and therefore now he's allowed to eat the pas. The pas, of course, is not Avodah Zarah itself. It's only when he's eating the pas, he's having Hanoah from that Avodah Zarah. Since he threw the money into the Yam HaMelech, he's not no longer having Hanoah from the Avodah Zarah, and the Chachamim say that this is nonetheless forbidden. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Notel himen a karkor, if he took from the tree of Avodah Zarah a karkor, that's a sharp instrument which is used in weaving, osur b'hanoah, that is osur b'hanoah, or a bay es habeged, if he used it to weave a garment, osur b'hanoah, then the beged is osur b'hanoah, because when he uses that beged, he's deriving the benefit from the Avodah Zarah. Without the Avodah Zarah, he wouldn't have been able to weave the beged. Nisarav Bacherim, if this beged was mixed with other begadim, Bacherim, Bacherim, and others with others as well, the entire mixture mixed out once more, Kulan Asurim Bano, they're all Asur Bahano. Rabbi Lozer says here as well, Yoyle Chano Liyam HaMelech, that he throws the Hano into the Yam HaMelech, as Rashi would learn, the value of this karkor, and then he's not considered to be deriving any longer the benefit from the Avodah Zarah, he's annulled this benefit from the Avodah Zarah. Omulai, they said to him, Ein Pidyon Avodah Zechovim, there's no redemption for Avodah Zarah, it remains Asur Bahano. Says the Gemara concerning these two cases in the Mishnah, Utzricha. They're both necessary. The case concerning the wood which he used to heat up the oven, and the case concerning the karkor which he used to weave a beged. The Iashmi'in Kamaisa, because if the Mishnah would have only told us the first case, B'hoka Omer Rabbi Lozer, I would say that in that case Rabbi Lozer is matir to be Melech Hanol Yam HaMelech Mishum to be Eden of the Kagamra Pas Koli Lo Yisur, because over there there's an additional reason to be matir, because at the time that the Pas is finished, that the Pas is baking, Koli Lo Yisur, actually the Isur has already been burnt up. In other words, the Pas, the bread, is considered to be baking from the coals and not from the wood as it is. And therefore we say that it's really a product of something which was already destroyed. Aval Karkar, the Isi Lisura Be'ene, Ema Moidi L'Rabbanan. But in the case of Karkar, that the Isir is there in its original form. When he uses the Karkar, it's not been destroyed at all. It's actually something which is also as a Vedah Zara. I would say that he would agree to the Chumra of the Rabbanan, that Ein Pidyon of Vedah Zara. Therefore, it has to tell us the second case, that even in the second case, Rabbi Lozer is master to be Moidi Chanor Liyam HaMelech. The Ish Ma'in and Karkar, and if the Mishnah would have told us the case of Karkar, B'Hoka Amri Rabban, I would say in that case the Rabban or Machmir, that it doesn't help to be Moidi Chanor Liyam HaMelech, but we say in Pidyon of Vedah Zara. Avol Pas, Ema Moidi Le Rabbi Lozer. But concerning the case of the bread, I would say that they agree with Rabbi Lozer, because there's an additional reason to be Matir, because at the time that the bread is baked, it's from the Avodah Zarah, which was already burnt up. Tricha. Therefore, we have to have both cases. Om Rav Chiya Brei, the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Chista, Omar Ze'iri, Rav Chiya, the son of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, said in the name of Rav Chista, said in the name of Ze'iri, Halacha K'Rabbi Lozer, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Lozer, that we can be Matir this Isser by being Moili Chano Liam HaMelech. Igri Amri, some say that it was somewhat different, Mando Omarim, Om Rav Chista, that Rav Chista said, Omar Li Abba Bar Rav Chista, that Abba, the son of Rav Chista, said, Hachi Omar Ze'iri, that the following was said by Ze'iri, Halacha K'Rabbi Lozer, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Lozer, that we can be Matir by being Moili Chano Liam HaMelech. Continues the Gemara, Omar Avada Barahava, Ravada Barahava said, Loshanu El Apat, this Heter of Rabbi Lozer, the Apat can like this Heter of Rabbi Lozer, of Yoli Chano Liam HaMelech, that's only in a case of pas, which was baked through Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's also one not allowed to eat this pas or to derive benefit from the pas, because he is deriving benefit indirectly from the Avodah Zarah. There we say that there's a halacha of Yoli Chanoa Liam HaMelech. But the pas itself does not have its own reason to be osur. It's only osur because by eating the pas or deriving benefit from the pas, he's indirectly deriving benefit from the Avodah Zarah. Avul Chavi Sloy, but if it's a barrel of Yayin Nesach, which has its own isur, it's osur b'hanoa because it itself is Yayin Nesach, then we say that this, we are not mastered through Yoli Chano Liam HaMelech. In other words, if a barrel of Yayin Nesach became mixed up with his other barrels of wine, we don't say that he can take the value of this barrel of wine and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and then he will be able to derive benefit from all of these barrels of wine, because there where the Yayin Nesach itself is also, we don't apply this heter. Rav Chista Omar Afilu Chavis Muteret. And Rav Chista says that even in the case of a barrel of Yayin Nesach, it's still Muter. If a barrel of Yayin Nesach becomes mixed up with barrels of wine, which is mutter, then we say that he can take the value of that barrel of Yayin Nesach, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and then he can sell any of these barrels of wine, all of the barrels of wine. Even though he's selling and deriving benefit from the barrel of wine, which is not Yayin Nesach, he's annulled that benefit by having thrown that the value of that barrel into the Yam HaMelech. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that he's allowed to drink all of the wine. There is one of these barrels of wine is still Yayin Nesach, and it's also, he's not allowed to drink it. But when he sells it to a Ovid Kechavim, and in the Isser is because he's deriving benefit from it, monetary benefit from it, since he has thrown that amount of money into the Yam HaMelech, he has annulled that benefit, just as we find Rabbi Lozer saying concerning pas. Says the Gemara, Hu gavra this arvli chavita the Yayin Nesach v'chamri. There was a person that a barrel of Yayin Nesach became mixed up with his other wine. Also the Kameda of Chista came before Rav Chista. Rav Chista's shita was that the halacha of Yoli Chano Liyam HaMelech applies to such a case as well. Omar Rav Chista Paskin, Shkol Arba Zuzi, take four Zuzim, Vishodi, Vinar, and throw it into the river, Vinishtri Loch, and will be matter for you to derive benefit from all of these barrels of wine, even though among them is the barrel of Yayin Nesach. You will be permitted to sell this wine to an Oivir Kechavim. Again, he's not allowed to drink it because there is an Isra of Yayin Nesach on one of these barrels, but when he sells it and derives monetary benefit from it, since he has thrown that amount of money into the Yam HaMelech, that annuls the benefit which he is receiving from the Yayin Nesach. The Rashi and Tosfos both say that there is a different halacha concerning someone, a case where a barrel of Yayin Nesach became mixed up with the barrels of wine, which is Mutter, that the halacha is that he's allowed to sell all those barrels of wine to an Oivir Kechavim, minus for the amount, for the price, minus the value of the barrel of Yayin Nesach. In other words, if a barrel of Yayin Nesach became mixed up with 100 barrels of Heter, he's allowed to sell all 101 barrels to an Oivir Kechavim for the price of 100 barrels. So he's not receiving the money for the Yayin Nesach, for the barrel of Yayin Nesach at all. And Rashi and Tosfos point out that this is Mutter L'Kula Alma, even according to the Chachamim in our Mishnah, who say, Ein Pidyon L'Avodas Kechavim. Because this, he's not annulling the Hanoah. It's not that he's deriving Hanoah, but he has annulled the Hanoah by throwing the value of that Hanoah into the Yam HaMelech. Rather, this is a case where he's not deriving the Hanoah at all, because he's giving away 101 barrels. Among them is a barrel of Yayin Nesach, but he's not receiving the money for that at all. He's only receiving the value of 100 barrels of wine. So he's not deriving the benefit from the Yayin Nesach at all, and therefore this is Mutra L'Kuli Alma. The question of our Mishnah and our Gemara just as in our mission the question is to derive benefit from the bread, the case of chavis in our Gemara is also to derive benefit singly from each barrel of this group of barrels in which there is, one of them is Yayin Nesa, as Rashi explains. We're speaking about a case where presumably he's unable to sell them all together and to take the value minus that value of the Yayin Nesa, of the barrel of the Yayin Nesa. Rather, he has to sell them one by one. And the question is that when he sells them one by one, he is eventually going to be selling the barrel of Avodah Zarah and receiving the money for that barrel. There we can't say that he's not receiving the benefit at all, because he is going to be selling that barrel singly, the barrel of Yayin Nesa, and receiving the money for that barrel. He's going to be selling it and deriving benefit from it. There we say that if we apply the loch of Rabbi Lazar, that if he threw that amount of money into the Yam HaMelech, he's mastered that, because we say that he's not considered to be receiving the benefit, because he's already annulled it, he's already caused himself this damage by throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. And of course, the Rabbanon would disagree with this, and even in the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Lazar, whether we apply this to a case of Yayin Nesach. But if he would take all of the barrels and sell them to one Oyvik Kechavim, and only receive the money minus the value of the barrel of Yayin Nesach, that, says Rashi, would be mutra l'kula alma, because then he's actually not deriving the benefit from this barrel of Yayin Nesach at all. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mevatla, how is one Mevatla an Asheira? As we learned, an Avodah Zarah which is belonged and worshipped by Oyvdei Kechavim, by Nochrim, not by Yisraelim, can become mutra b'hanoah through Bittel. How is one Mevatla an Avodah Zarah of Asheira? And of course, the bittul has to be done by an akum, by a nochri, and not by a yisro. Says the Mishnah, how is it done? Here's the same. If he broke off a dry twig from the tree, but he did it for his own use, because he wanted to use that dry twig, the zirate, or if he broke off a moist twig, a twig which was still growing on the tree, and he did it again for his own use, nochrim yimena mako, if he took from the tree something to be used as a stick, as a walking stick, or a sharvet, or a scepter, a filu olo, or even a leaf, if he merely tore off a leaf, but he did it for his own use, hareza b'teila, then we say that this asherah is bottle, that it's no longer considered to be avodah zarah. The entire asherah becomes mutter, because the goy was mevatel it. He took something for his own use, that means that he's not treating it anymore as avodah zarah, and this is considered to be a bittul. Shifa l'tzarka asura, if he shaved it off, he used a plane to smooth it out, and he did it with sarka, he did it for the sake of the asherah to beautify it, asura, then it's asura, the asherah remains asura, because he did this to beautify it, he didn't do it to annul it from being of a desert. Shaloi with sarka, but if he didn't do it for the sake of the asherah, if he did it because he needed sawdust, he needed the wood shavings, then muter, then it becomes muter, just as we learned before, if he breaks anything off of the tree for his own use, that's considered to be a bittul of the asherah, and it becomes muter bahano. Says the Gemara, Oysan Shvoyen Matehei Aleyan. What is the din of those wood shavings? In the case where we learned that he was Shifa with Sarka Asura, that the tree itself does not become mutter because this is not considered to be a bittul of the Avodah Zarah, what about the shavings themselves? Pligibo Ravhuna Ravchia Barav, there's a machloikis between Ravhuna Ravchia Barav, Chadomar Ravsurin. One says that these wood shavings are also Asur. Just as the Avodah Zarah itself is still Asur, then we don't say it's even a bittul for the wood shavings, but Chadom and Mutarnim, one says that they are mutter, because they are no longer worshipped, and therefore they are mutter. Tanya Kamanda Omer Mutarnim, we learned the Brisa like the Mandomer, who says that the wood shavings do become mutter. The Tanya we learned in a Brisa, Oyvet Kechavim, Sheshiba Avodes Kechavim, Litzor Koi, that an Oyvet Kechavim, a Goy, who did a smoothing off of the Avodah Zarah, and he did it with Sarkoi for his own use, because he wanted the wood shaving, he Ushvoeha Mutarnim, and both the Avodah Zarah itself, and of course, the wood shavings are mutter, because this is considered to be a bittul, as we learned in our Mishnah. Litzorka, if he did it for the sake of the Avodah Zarah to beautify it, he asurah, and the tree itself, the asher itself, is still asur, whatever Avodah Zarah is still asur, ushvoeha mutarin. But the shavings are mutter, because they nonetheless are no longer worshipped and are considered to be annulled from being considered Avodah Zarah. The Yisrael sheshif Avodah Kechavim, and Yisrael who did this to an Avodah Zarah, who smoothed it off, Bain Litzorka, whether he did it for the sake of the Avodah Zarah, or even if he did it for his own sake, he Ushvoeho Asurin, both the Avodah Zarah itself and the shavings are Osir, because the Yisrael cannot accomplish Bittul, and therefore it remains Osir Bahano, even the shavings remain Osir Bahano. Continues the Gemara, Itmar, we learned the Machloikis, Avodah Kechavim Shenishtabra, the Bach adds the word Me'eleo, Avodah Kechavim, and Avodah Zarah, which broke on its own, Rav Omar Torach Levatel Kokisim Vikisim. Rav says that it is necessary in order to be master this Bahano, we're speaking about an Avodah Zarah which belongs to a Goy, one has to be, that an Akum will have to be Levatel every chip of this broken Avodah Zarah. It remains Osir, and now since it is in several pieces, in order to be master, it will have to be Levatel each chip. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Avodat Zechavim ain't a betela el derech de losa. The Avodat Zechavim is only bottle, it's only annulled from being Avodat Zara, if it is derech de losa, if it's the way of its growth. As we, derech de losa is a reference to that which we find concerning Asherah, that the leaves that fall down are still osir, as we learned in our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says to the Chachamim that this should be osir because they are serving as zevil. So we see that the leaves are still osir. That's because it's derech gede losa, because that's the way of its growth. As it grows, it also sheds leaves. The Gemara asks, what do you mean, eino betela ella derech de losa, that it's only bottle if it is derech de losa? Adraba, derech de losa mim vatla. If it's derech de losa, if that's the way of its growth, does it then become bottle? To the contrary, we see the din by Asherah that the leaves which it sheds are osir because it's derech de losa. Ella hachika omer, rather, this is what he means to say, eino vodit kechovim tzricha levatel ella derech de losa, that there's only a need for bittel if it is derech de losa. That's what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying, Avodat Zechavim ain't a betela el derech delosa, that when it's derech delosa, that's when it has to have a bittel, and it's not considered to be automatically annulled from being Avodat Zara. But if it's not derech delosa that it breaks, that even though it broke on its own, we say that it is bottle from being Avodat Zara, and it becomes mutter. Says the Gemara, Leima b'hokam iflugi. Let's say that they are arguing in the following machlaikis, Demar sover oivdin l'shvarim, that one man to Omar holds, Rav holds that the Oivdei Kechavim even worship the broken pieces, and therefore it's not automatically annulled from being Avodah Zarah. Umar Sover ain't Oivdei Lishvarim, and Shmuel holds that they don't worship the broken pieces, and therefore, even though it breaks on its own, it automatically becomes annulled from being Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, like, we can say, Dekula Alma Oivdei Lishvarim. We can say that this is not so, and we can say that everyone agrees, even Shmuel, that the Oivdei Kechavim still worship the broken pieces. And if it would be an ordinary case where the Avodah Zarah was merely broken into several pieces, it would still be osur without bittel, and that itself would not be considered a bittel. B'hacha b'shivrei shvarim k'mislati. Here, they're arguing about a case of shivrei shvarim, of broken pieces which have been further broken. In other words, it was first broken into several pieces, but those pieces are also broken into smaller pieces. So now it consists of merely small chips. Mar sover shivrei shvarim asurim. Rav says that even shivrei shvarim are osur, even these small pieces are still osur. Umar sover shivrei shvarim mutarim. And one man, the Amar holds, Shmuel holds, that although we say that broken pieces of Avodah Zarah are still worshipped and are not automatically mutar, but the shivrei shvarim, if they're very small pieces, then we say that it automatically becomes mutar. Now the difficulty with this is, how can the Gemara say that Kuli Alma, that even Shmuel holds, that the shvarim of Avodah Zarah are osur, when we have a Gemara in the beginning of our Perek Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, where Shmuel says explicitly that if one finds broken pieces of Avodah Zarah, that we say that this is mutter, that the broken pieces of Avodah Zarah are mutter, even though we don't know that the Oivdei Kechavim actually broke it, we say that it's mutter. Says Rashi that the reason is because in our case we know that it was Nishtabra Me'eleha. In our case we know that it broke on its own, that there was no actual bittel done by an Oivdei Kechavim, a purposeful bittel which was done to it. It was definitely broke on its own, and Shmuel, the Gemara is suggesting, holds that it's definitely osur. There where Shmuel is matter, the broken pieces of Avodah Zarah, speaking about a case where he finds broken pieces of Avodah Zarah, there it's mutter because we can assume that probably an Oivdei Kechavim broke it on purpose. And therefore it's mutter, because we'll say that the Oivdei Kechavim was actually mevatlet, but not because even if it was broken on its own, it's mutter. To the contrary, Shmuel holds that it's osur, but it's mutter because the Oivdei Kechavim, we assume that the Oivdei Kechavim was mevatlet purposefully, and therefore it is mutter. That's how we reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara at the beginning of our parak. Tosfos disagrees with this, and Tosfos, as he learned in that sugya, holds that the reason why it's mutter in that case is because Shmuel holds that if it breaks on its own, it's also mutter. Therefore, says Tosfos, that our Gemara is speaking about a different case. It's not speaking about an Avodah Zarah, which is, it's unusual for that Avodah Zarah to break. It's speaking about a kind of Avodah Zarah where it's normal for it to break off small pieces, and therefore, in this case, the Gemara is saying that Shmuel will hold that it's osur. But an Avodah Zarah where it's not the derech for it to break, he would agree that it is mutter because they don't worship the Shvara. But Rashi says that the reason over there Shmuel is matter is because we assume that the Avodah Zarah actually broke it on purpose. Continues the Gemara, the Ibai Seimen, if you wish, we can say, we can give another interpretation of the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, the Kuli Alma Shivrei Shvarim Mutarim. That everyone agrees that shvarim are osur, but that shivrei shvarim are mutar. Here we're speaking about an avodas kechavim which consists of parts, of sections. And we're dealing with a case where a hedyot, where an ordinary person, not only a craftsman, is able to put it back together. We're dealing with shivrei shvarim, with very small pieces, but anyone can put these small pieces together again. That's how it's made, because it's made of small sections. Mar sover one holds, even the hedyot yachol lachzira loy vatla, that since a hedyot can return it, that it is not considered to be bottle from being of a desire because it's not actually broken. A head, you can put it back together then. That's the shita of Rav, that it needs bittle. Umar sover ein avodas kechavim betela ela derech de losa. The hainu urche. And my suffer, Shmuel holds that Avodis Kechavim only needs bittul if it is derech delasa, if it's something that happens to it naturally, as in the case of an asher which sheds leaves. Because the hainu urche, that's its derech, that's something which happens to it naturally. But holav delasahi, but this is not its natural state, even though it can be put together by a head yet, but nonetheless it's not natural for it to break, the ain sricha levatel, and therefore a bittul is not necessary for it to be mutter, it's automatically considered to be annulled from being avodah zarah, and it's from then on mutter bahanoah.